Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing pretty well myself. It's a beautiful day. Good. It's a little bit cool, but the sun's shining, so I have no complaints.
Well, you would have thought we were in the windy north or something, because we've had strong winds for 2 days. I'm talking 40 gust higher winds. It's just been nasty.
Ooh. Well, we had some high winds here yesterday, too, with some snow flurries, but it went away. Like I said, the sunshine day is supposed to be up in the high 70s the rest of the week.
Yeah, no, yesterday and today, it was just extremely windy. Saturday, we had rain that was sideways because of the wind.
Wow. Wow.
It's hard to carry an umbrella.
Yeah, it would be.
When it's going in that direction.
Good day, just stay in the house.
Well, it's a good thing we're not weather people, so.
Yeah, really, really.
So, let's go ahead and see the weather for gold. See how gold is weathering. How about that? Gold's up a couple bucks today, $21.88. Let me get to a different screen here so I see. So I see all of the numbers right here. Silver was up 11 cents at 24.66. Platinum was up 27, almost 3% at 942. And palladium was up 12 at 1,038. So gold again up, not as big much as it has been, but up a couple bucks, $21.88. And you know what's so funny? Already you're beginning to see these stupid analysts out there. Well, it's time to take your profit on gold. Yeah, if you're having paper profit, yeah, absolutely. If you got paper gold, absolutely take your profit. But, you know, people say that and say, well, I got gold, 8 years ago and it's a whole lot higher. I'm going to sell it now. No. You know, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with you sell your items? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to buy at this point in time? Oh, I'm going to get into Bitcoin at 70 plus thousand. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Anyway. Just things to think about when you see these major headlines and these recommendations from these so-called professionals. I had a lady today, Butch. She asked me today, she says, how comes my financial planner doesn't want me to buy gold? I asked him if he sells gold and he'd like to get some, and his response was, well, why do you want to do that? That's not a very good investment. So she asked me, why do they say that? And then, well, there's two reasons why they sell it. Number one, they don't sell it. They want to keep your money. They don't want you taking your money out of their account because they get fees. Most financial or most retirement accounts and pension plans, you get charged by what you have. So they get a fee to manage. There's so many managers out there. So they manage your account for a fee. So the higher the dollar, the more money you got, the more they charge you. Second reason is they can't trade you. You trade paper. You don't trade gold. So they can't make any extra money on your trades. And they might not trade a lot, but they still trade. So the two main reasons, it's basically the same, is they don't make any money off of gold. And if you say something to your financial planners, they'll try to put you into gold ETFs or mining shares. Folks, those are not gold.
No, they're not.
It's paper. Lord knows the last time an ETF was audited. So, you know, mining shares, you're not buying gold. You're buying the management. So, you never know what's in those mines. So, and then I hear the same story. Well, you know, during the Depression, you know, those mining shares, you know, really went up. Yeah, they really only started to go up after they confiscated gold because you couldn't buy physical gold. So up until that time in 1933, yeah, it went up a little bit during the crash and so forth, but not a whole lot because people owned it. It wasn't until 1933, but that's not what you'll hear. Oh, mining shares did awesome during the Great Depression. Well, not really. So, you know, so be careful out there with what you hear. And, you know, they're talking about how gold is firming on boosted rate cut bets, you know, as everybody is bracing for the inflation data. So more inflation data will be coming out. Lord knows what that says. It's an election year. So, you know, take your pick. So anyway, let's get back to the paper markets. The Dow was up 46 points, 38,769. The S&P was down 5 points at 51.17. The NASDAQ was down 65 points, 16,019. European markets, the FTSE was the only one positive. Everything else was lower, but just by a tenth of a percent, four tenths of a percent, you know, barely anything. Asian markets, China was up almost three quarters of a percent, so they're back up over 3,000. Nikkei was down almost 900 points, 38,800. 20. 10-year yield, 4.098. That's up just a little bit from earlier today. Oil is up a couple pennies, 78.08. Natural gas was down another 2.83% at 1.754. That's soon going to be free. But that just gets lower and lower. And so, you know, that's pretty much it on my news for this Monday morning or Monday afternoon. There wasn't a whole lot. I mean, a lot of just the same stuff that's going on, which 107 million Americans do not have a job right now.
Yeah, got that article. That's pretty striking. Actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it's the best economy this country's ever experienced, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so let's see if there was anything else. I guess Biden, maybe you need to take over while I get my voice back.
Okay. Well, go right ahead. Take your time. You know, this article she mentioned, posted to share the minute, the lack of jobs in this country, as usual, being lied to. Nothing new here. You know, there's nothing new that's happening. When government lies about figures, especially in an election year, you can't trust them for good morning. And Melanie gets back on, we'll bring her back up. I'll start with a couple of interesting articles here very quickly. She may want to make some more comments. Mel, are you back with us yet or no?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
okay. You want to finish your comments?
What?
you still there?
I'm here. That was a little loud, wasn't it?
It's all right.
You know, it's, you know, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. It's not, you know, I think you should just go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there's, like I said, there's, we'll get to financial news in a minute, but this, the first two articles I want to share are really, I think, bothered me a lot. The coming of the police state in America. Now, this is out of Epic Times, and I'm just going to read the first paragraph. The National Guard and the state police are now patrolling the New York City subway system in an attempt to do something about the explosion of crime. As part of this, there are bag checks and new surveillance of all passengers. No legislation, no debate, just an edict from the mayor. Now, folks, let that sink in a second. Because you just remember a couple weeks ago I mentioned that they're now going to call in the National Guard to a high school in Massachusetts to bring the students under control. I think I said this on the radio here last week. I believe I did. It was a time, that's been years ago, when Kissinger said one day we would revolt against troops in the street, especially UN troops. But one day we're going to welcome them. I wondered how they were going to do that. Out of chaos, the New World Order motto, out of chaos, order. They're causing chaos to bring order. This article by Jeffrey Tucker and Coming of Police State made some points about what happened during the so-called COVID pandemic. So this said that the domino effect tumbling undergoes something like to do with COVID. First, you have a lockdown. Loss of moral compass and spreading of loneliness and nihilism. Rioting resulting from citizens' frustration. Police absent because of ideological hectoring. A rise in uncontrolled immigration refugees. An epidemic of ill health from substance abuse and otherwise. Businesses flee the city. Cities fall into decay. That results in more surveillance and police state. The 10th stage is the sacking of liberty and civilization itself. Well, with that last statement, the 10th stage, the sacking of liberty and civilization itself, let me just share with you another article I got today. Thought Police Snitches. A bill in Washington State offers $2,000 rewards to residents who report neighbors guilty of wrong speak. Mel, did you hear that?
I did.
Now, how would you word that other than police state? How else could you even say that? They're going to offer neighbors $2,000 rewards if they find somebody guilty of wrong speak. All right, let's read a little bit of that. The Washington State Legislature has passed a bill to create a statewide snitching infrastructure for residents who report to neighbors for wrong speak. Senate Bill 5427, which passed both the Senate and the House, and now awaits Governor Jay Inslee's signature, allows private individuals, including non-citizens and illegal aliens, to report bias incidents to the State Attorney General's office. Each reporting incident comes with a potential award payout of $2,000. The bill's supporters say its purpose is to protect victims of hate crimes before said crimes even occur, but at what cost? In essence, SB 5427 creates a tattletale hotline designed to intimidate people in Washington from speaking their minds, especially when such speech might be politically incorrect. From what we can tell, SB 5427 is unconstitutional for at least the following five reasons. It infringes on one's right to confront his accuser. It impedes freedom of speech. It violates freedom of thought and implied right in the First Amendment. It steamrolls freedom of religion. It impairs freedom of speech, or press. Freedom of press. People who will stop talking to others and writing to others except very close friends or relatives for fear of a greedy Karen who report them to Washington's version of the Gestapo. Is now one independent media outlet framed SB5427. Melody, that's a very serious situation. Calling the National Guard to patrol schools, subways, and Washington State. They want to give you a reward for turning your neighbor in for something in the way, I guess you could say, wrong speak, politically incorrect speech. How dangerous is that?
Well, they've been conditioning people for a really long time.
Yes, they have.
To squeal on your neighbor.
Yes, they have.
You know, you have it in your communities. If you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So we've all been, you know, they've been trying to do it for a long time.
Well, you know, back when Kissinger said, now again, this is probably back in the 90s, if I remember right, that one day we would welcome the troops in the streets, even UN troops. Mm-hmm. And of course, the motto, the New World Order, is out of chaos order. I wonder how that was going to work. I wonder how it's going to bring it about. Now I see this clearer than ever. When you break the moral basis of a society, where there's nothing left that's run by real law, not law that actually governs for the good of the people, but law that changes the whim of men for the pleasure of men, you've lost everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, hey. Take a look at the Supreme Court, and it's starting at the leader of this nation disregards what the Supreme Court says.
Yep, that's true.
Just disregards it. So why in the world would anybody else listen and obey the laws? The rule of law, as they so like to say. Oh, we follow the rule. No, you follow your own rules. Those are the rules you follow. And so, I mean, there's just tons of things. I mean, we've heard it all the way back to Barack Obama when he did the DACA. Well, you know, this, I'm really not supposed to do this, but this is really against the Constitution. But I'm going to do it anyway and leave it up to the next president to reverse my executive order. Gee, who was the next president?
Yeah.
Was that ever reversed?
Not that I know of.
Has this and that's what he said. The Constitution doesn't give me the right to do this. So, yeah, who follows the laws? No one. No one follows the Supreme Court. No one follows their Constitution. So, and if they don't like what they like, if they don't like it, they'll change it. So that's where we're at.
And it's a sad state of affairs to live in a country that I grew up in, and I know we were already going down the pike in 1950s, but it certainly has gained a lot of momentum since then. A whole lot of momentum.
Gained a lot of momentum in the last 10 years, 15 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The next article I want to address is 107 million un-Americans who are out of work, but it's a bit lengthy, so I won't start that one just yet till I come back after the break. But there's so much happening in a way of chaos this country to decimate the country. 47% of parents still financially support adult children, study finds. Here's how much you spend. Now, almost 50% of parents are still supporting adult children. Many argue that it's harder today for young adults to make it on their own. In addition to soaring food and housing costs, millennials and Generation Z face other financial challenges their parents did not face at that age. Not only are their wages lower than their parents' earnings when they were in their 20s and 30s after adjusting for inflation, but they're also carrying larger student loan balances, recent reports shows. So parents are stepping in to help, from buying food to paying for a cell phone plan for covering health and auto insurance. Nearly half, 47% of parents with a child over 18 provide them with at least some financial support. These parents are shelling out $11,384 a month on average, the report found. $1,384 a month, average, to support growing children. That's America's financial situation today. But don't worry, folks, it's great. It's getting gooder and gooder. Go ahead, Melody.
Gooder and gooder?
Yeah.
Gooder and gooder.
And gooder and gooder.
Yeah, well, I saw today, well, they passed the budget, and I saw where, You know, they're trying to get free across the country, free community college. These kids, I mean, they can't do anything. They just expect it. I hear the music. I expect that means we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. And you know what, Butch, I saw a sign, I think I mentioned it, where they're telling people to sell their gold, to take the profits. No, you don't. But if you do, give us a call at 800-375-4188. We're just now beginning. It's been going on for a long time, but I think we've actually entered into the final descent. And just like you, Butch, I just can't believe these headlines that I'm reading anymore. It's just, I'm just shocked.
It seemed like you woke up in a different country. Something just changed that much. Now, I know it didn't happen overnight, but it's picking up speed, is it not?
Yeah, here's a quick one out of the Jerusalem Post, U.S. I don't know how good they are or not, but I believe it. U.S. intelligence agencies said on Monday the country faces an increasingly fragile world order strained by great power competition, transnational challenges, and regional conflicts. Now, this was in a report prepared before agency leaders testified. So they testified in the U.S. Senate. An ambitious but anxious China, a confrontational Russia, some regional powers like Iran, and more capable non-state actors. How about the U.S. too? are challenging longstanding rules of the international system as well as a U.S. primacy within it. You know, this was their annual threat assessment of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. So, yeah, hey. Sounds like a good future to me.
I'm doing a lesson now in Bible study that I wish everybody could hear. Not because I'm teaching it, because it's so important. The prophecy of the United States, USA in prophecy. I'm doing teaching. I'm proving exactly that this is in the Bible, folks. I'm not making this up. Many nations are mentioned in the Bible in the latter days. We are too. And I'm doing teaching. It's taking about 3 hours to finish it up. I got 2 hours to go. I got two more hours to go out of three. And it's a very important teaching. And it absolutely will tell you where America is heading. And I'm sorry about that. I can't change it. It's not my authority to change the Word of God. But we're in there, and it's coming together just like clockwork, just like he said it would. So let's not be surprised, okay?
And you know what's sad, Butch, is that half the people in this country, the only problem that they see are the conservatives. You know, they see the abortion issue. They only see these certain social issues as what's facing our nation. They can't see anything further or deeper. They don't acknowledge. And you know what? I love George Carlin, you know. And I came across one of his video where he's talking about education. And he was so spot on. And he just talked about how they just want us, critical thinking is not allowed. And they've done everything, and they've succeeded in eliminating any critical thinking to the masses of this country.
Very true. Very true.
It's been going on forever. And you know, how long has he been dead? I mean, this is early 2000, late 1990s that he did that. If I can find it again, I'll play it. It's
still
there? All there.
Okay.
So where do we go from here? And half of the people in this country like it.
Well, if once they got people used to taking handouts, it took a long time from Roosevelt right on up now. And get us used to living off the government or our parents. Why not? I got a feedback here somewhere. Can you hear Melody?
I hear you.
Okay, I got a feedback somewhere. But anyway, we'll get into the next article. This article by Michael Snyder, which will be my broadcast again next week. I really like this, gentlemen. This isn't all of it, but it's very lengthy. I want to read it. It's really important. Nearly 107 million Americans do not have a job right now. A lot of people are really confused about the state of the U.S. economy right now. Large employers are conducting mass layoffs all over the country, and those that are searching for work are having a very difficult time. But meanwhile, the Biden administration and mainstream media continue to insist that the unemployment rate is low and everything is just fine. So what can account for such incredulity? Hopefully, by the time you are done reading this article, you will have a much clearer view what's really going on out there. On Friday, the BLS released the employment numbers for the month of February. Zero Hedge is calling it the most ridiculous jobs report in history. Last month we thought the January jobs report was most ridiculous in recent history, but boy, we were wrong, because this morning in Biden, the Department of Gold Seek Propaganda, a.k.a. BLS, published a February jobs report, and holy crap, what was that? Something else. Even Goebbels would blush. We were told that the U.S. economy added 275,000 jobs last month. But if you dig deeper into the report, you will find that the number of native-born workers actually fell by 560,000 last month. And over the past 3 months, the numbers of native-born workers has fallen by a whopping 2.4 million. But wait, there's even more, because now that the primary season is over, and we enter the hard election season, and political talking points will be thrown around left and right, especially in the context of the immigration crisis created intentionally by the Biden administration, which is hoping to import millions of new Democratic voters. Maybe the U.S. can hold the presidential election in Honduras or Guatemala. After all, it's their citizens that will be illegally casting the key votes in November. What we find is that in February, the number of native-born workers tumbled again, sliding by a massive 560,000 1.9.807 million. Add to this the December data, And we get a near record 2.4 million plunge in daily born workers in just the past 3 months. Only the COVID crisis was worse. So where is the job growth coming from? If you can believe it, the BLS is claiming that 1.2 million foreign-born workers were added during the month of February alone. The offset, a record 1.2 million foreign-born, read immigrants, both legal and illegal, but mostly illegal, workers added in February. Are we actually supposed to believe such nonsense? I find it hard to believe that more than a million foreign-born workers were added to the system in a single month when layoffs were such extremely high levels. According to Challenger, Gray, and Crispus, we just witnessed the highest number of layoffs during the month of February since the Great Recession. We really do have an employment crisis in this country. But those in position of power are trying to convince us that we can see what with our own eyes who isn't actually, what two eyes isn't actually real. In other words, they're gaslighting us really hard. One of the ways they do this is by how they classify those that are not working. Now, this is pretty slick, Melody. When an adult is not working, they are classified as either unemployed or not in the labor force. In February, 6,458,000 Americans were considered to be officially unemployed. If that number was accurate, that would be good news. But another 100,285,000 Americans were considered to be not in the labor force in February. When you add these two numbers together, you get a grand total of 106,743,000 Americans that are not working. In other words, nearly 175 million Americans do not have a job right now. Wow. There are 350 million Americans are people in this country. Let's say 350 million. We know at least 35, 40 million are illegals or aliens. Let's say there's 300 million left. Out of that, probably at least a third of that are children or more, maybe half of them are children. So the workforce is cut way down to what's available. Yet we now have almost 107 million not working out of the workforce. That's not many working, is it, Melody?
Certainly not.
So when you stop and think about these numbers, it's huge. And they keep on lying to us. I would think that, I like to think that they'd be concerned that people would eventually figure this out. But I don't know that. I don't know that.
They don't want to figure it out. They don't want to figure it out. They're just going to take the information that they're given and run with it. There's no critical thinking involved.
So this is Charlotte Isaby wrote a book many years ago. She passed away a few years ago. A fine lady, entitled "The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America." She wrote that under Ronald Reagan's administration. She saw right through what's happening with Ronald Reagan, even, especially the Education Department. The deliberate dumbing down of America. It's got to the point now that, and you said it, critical thinking is no longer a talent. Common sense is all but gone. I don't know how else to explain that. It's taken generations to get here. In the 1950s, when I was going to school, I remember learning phonics. I can actually spell a word and break them in syllables. That went away. We learned how to write in cursive. We learned how to do math in our head. We didn't have calculators. I would say that we were the last generation that didn't grow up with calculators in our hand. My boys went to, by the grace of God, they would put them in homeschool them and Christian school them. They were allowed to use calculators. I said, no, you're not using calculators. You can do it in your head. They will check with a calculator, but you're not going to do this problem in a calculator. And the teachers didn't like it too well, but my boys thanked me later. I actually made them learn how to multiply and divide and subtract and add in their head. Because calculators, the batteries go dead. Cash registers quit working when the power's off. And, Melody, you go into a fast food restaurant and something happens, they can't work the cash register, they can't count change. You know that, right?
I've been in a restaurant 20 years ago. Longer than that. It was in the late 90s. I still lived in Prescott, Arizona, and we went out for breakfast, and then there's no power. And they couldn't. This was in the mid-90s, and they couldn't figure out how to give change back. And that was even before cell phones, so they didn't even have a cell phone that they could pull up their little calculator. They had to bring management out. We had to actually figure it out for them.
Oh, yes.
We had to tell them the number. So think about how long that was. That was after 1990, 5.
30 years ago.
So it was between 95 and 98. So think about all of those years of dumbing down these kids. Think how bad it is.
But see,
go
now
to college and you can't even write.
No, you can't. And even if the register's down, they can't write down the numbers and subtract from each other either. They don't know how to do that
they
either.
They can't tell time on an analog clock.
They can't. That's true.
That's a fact.
That's true, and that's so sad. But it is.
It's like...
I mean, we're laughing. It isn't funny, but it is funny. I mean, that we become so easily controlled over the years.
But you know what, Butch? Whose fault is it? You made your boys, your sons, figure it out without a calculator. Look at all of these parents who allowed their kids to use calculators.
Oh, yes. That's true.
That's and, yeah, true. There's some brilliant minds out there. I'm not saying that there aren't. But on the other hand...
Well, this has been proven, folks. Look it up yourself. I'm not making this up. The IQ of America has dropped tremendously. The IQ levels have dropped tremendously in the last 30, 40 years. Look it up for yourself. The deliberate dumbing down of America.
Yep.
Any more comments, Melody?
No, sir.
Expect another surge in food prices fueled by dynamic pricing. You know, I thought when Wendy's mentioned this, it would die off real quick, but it's not. Restaurants are moving towards dynamic menu pricing. Now, not just Wendy's, restaurants. Expect big surcharges for peak times. Don't expect off-peak prices to drop much. Labor costs are rising, too. Restaurants are experimenting with surge pricing to deal with peak hours and staffing demand. They like it. You probably won't. The Wall Street Journal reports surge prices coming to more menus near you. Restaurants like San Diego-based Cali Barbecue are experimenting with a form of dynamic pricing long used by airlines, hotels, and ride-hailing services. Technology providers are pitching services that enable restaurants to change prices weekly or monthly, increasing or slicing the cost of a taco or a sandwich between a few quarters to several dollars, depending on demand and sales patterns. Then dynamic pricing, charging higher rates at peak times and dropping them at slower ones, become commonplace in industries such as e-commerce, and mobile apps have made it easier for companies to study consumers' buying and browsing and quickly adapt. Rising costs in recent years have led more retailers to implement. Restaurants are experimenting with the technology as the industry looks for ways to boost sales and increase profits. Many restaurants increased menu prices as labor, food, and other costs have soared since 2021. While some consumers tend to resent surge pricing, as Wendy's discovered last month, they like happy hour discounts and other deals, as Sometimes industry consultants say. People like discounts, but that's not how it will work. Instead, prices will go up across the board. Then to get the discount, you will have to go off peak and so on and so forth. They'll raise the prices. You have to go times and nobody else is there. It gets prices lowered, but it'll never go back down to what it was. They'll raise them. They'll drop them, but never like it was. Folks, this is another hit on common people that used to go out to dinner once in a while. Now, that's getting to be almost a thing of the past. Whenever you go to fast food and can't even afford a couple of hamburgers because the price has got you ridiculous, that's not a good sign for American economy. And, folks, we haven't seen anything yet. We have not seen anything yet. Melody, go ahead.
No, we haven't. And, you know, we talk about this stuff day in and day out. And, yeah, it gets a little depressing and so forth. But the whole point is that it doesn't have to be. You know, you can still do something about it. You can at least protect yourself and your family better than the majority of the people that are out there that don't have a clue with what's going on.
That's true.
So it's not, you know, people say, well, you're really depressing, you know. No, it's not meant to be depressing. You know, I hear so much misinformation on throughout, you know, when my customers call me, when people call just to talk. They'll ask me, well, did you know so-and-so said this and said that? And it's like, well, I don't want to say that the guy's an idiot, but, you know, hey. You know, and then I try to find the information to show that, well, this is probably more accurate. And, you know, even though they might have some good information for the most part, you know, they're tainted in some way, somehow. So, you know, just do what you need to do And then you can sit back and watch it all happen and take care of your family. So we're going to take care of some business here by going into a break, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We'll probably talk tomorrow a little bit about Biden's $7.3 trillion budget. Calls for tax hikes on the wealthy to pay for Social Security and Medicare. Yeah, well, why don't you just drop Medicaid and quit paying all these illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, the undocumented? And, I'm sure there'll be a lot more money floating around if you did that.
$7.3 trillion.
Up from $6.9 trillion in 2024, though the two proposals include mirroring requests for boosts to Social Security, Medicare, and tax hikes for the wealthy.
That's not sustainable at all. We don't have that kind of infrastructure left. We don't.
Even this morning, Donald Trump said, I don't know if this is true, Biden is saying this. Biden would never allow cuts to Social Security or Medicare. He'd never allow that. He'd just let it fail. You know. Oh, my.
Well, they're trillions of dollars in debt right now, Social Security and Medicare. And that's a fact, folks. Gee. And I remember, you remember back when they started IRAs and 401ks? I remember that. It's been several years ago, obviously. Everybody thought, what a great idea, put money back in account and pull your match part of it or all up, whatever. Well, more Americans are treating their 401ks like cash machines. Automatic enrollment has swept more workers into 401k accounts, giving them some savings to draw on in emergencies. The 401k is doing double duty at both as both retirement account and source of emergency funds for more Americans. A record share of 401k account holders took early withdrawals from their accounts last year for financial emergencies, according to the internal data from Vanguard Group. Retirement plans such as 401ks are designed to keep Americans' nest eggs out of reach until later in life. And values in these accounts have risen substantially, in part because of the strong stock market and programs that automatically funnel money from people's paychecks into the 401k accounts. Americans are dealing with conflicting financial forces. While hiring has been strong, workers' earnings keep rising, and the cost of groceries, child care, and car insurances keeps climbing. More people are carrying heftier balances on their credit cards. You know, on the mainstream news, I believe it was last night, they talked about how much more expensive a car is at home today, just to operate a car. It's phenomenal. Emergency distributions hit back-to-back record highs in 2022 and 2023, according to Vanguard, which administers 401k type accounts for nearly 5 million people and published the data ahead of an annual report scheduled for June. The Internal Revenue Service allows withdrawals for hardship-related reasons, including preventing evictions and paying medical and tuition bills. People who take them from traditional accounts may pay income tax plus a 10% penalty for if they're younger than 59 and a half years old. Nearly 40% of those who work took a hardship distribution last year did so to avoid foreclosure, compared with 36% in 2022. In 2023, more than 75% of hardship distributions totaled $5,000 or less, according to Vanguard. So people are having to withdraw their retirement funds to keep their houses. How long is that going to keep on going on? And Melody, the inflation numbers come out again when?
Tomorrow.
And if they're higher, which they let's say lie, they're going to be, do you think the rates will stay the same or no?
Of course they lie. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to cut rates unless the stock market begins to go south. There's no point for him to lower rates unless it goes south. So, but they also know things that are happening that we don't know, like banks and their deposits, just like this one in New York bank, you know, that was taken over by Mnuchin. So we didn't know any much of that going on prior to it happening. So the Fed knows a lot of that. So if they know a lot of that is brewing in the background, they might cut rates. But I don't know. You just don't know what the Fed will do.
Well, only time will tell, I suppose.
Yeah, but the whole point of it is inflation is never coming down. Don't people get that? Inflation is never going to go away.
It can't go away.
It's here to stay. Things will not get cheaper.
They have it. They have it in 60, 70 years. Why would they do it now?
Yeah. You can't. It's impossible. That's the whole point of monetary policy. It's what they've done. So, you know, and then setting up programs, free college and you know, more tax cuts where you'll get $400 a month, you know, for your mortgage and all this other crap that they put in there to spend just so you can keep buying trinkets and keep their rich people getting richer. And I don't believe they should tax the wealthy. I don't believe they should target the wealthy. They sacrifice a lot. On the other hand, quit giving them government money. Quit giving them subsidies. Quit giving them inside trading. Quit giving all these multinational corporations so they can make all this money. Let them really be competitive. Still not going to make inflation go down.
It could cut costs with a little bit of competition, perhaps. You know,
it's gonna cost. It might, but it's not gonna. It's still inflationary. It's still gonna go up.
It is going. They you can't help it. When you handle nothing but air, not money. Yeah, that's what you're gonna have.
When you have a fiat system, that's all you're going to get. is inflation. And your dollar, your wages will never, ever keep up. They allowed you to have all the credit card money in the world that you wanted. You were able to buy all these cheap trinkets from China. We exported, and I've said it a million times, they've exported our inflation to China and the rest of the cheap Asian countries, labor countries. So we could buy things less and less and less. And the product was made worse and worse and worse to where we have to replace. To allow computer companies, to allow our browsers to go bad just so we can buy new ones? Are you kidding me?
Appliances are the same way.
Appliances are the same way. So, good grief. So keep buy. That's all they want from you.
That's it. And a sad story here that, but the fire in the Texas Panhandle, and by the way, I know you know that the governor of Texas, and my mind,
Abbott?
Said that, he said that these fires just started with lasers, and I'd not call him a liar. It's very possible. I mean, why not? But he accused them of starting these fires intentionally. More than 7,000 cows have died in Texas Panhandle's wildfires, causing a total wipeout for many local ranchers. Now, we know about the fires, we know about the cattle dying, but we never think about the ranchers who are wiped out. They're done. They lost everything. Folks, we're talking about families here that made a living working hard, raising cattle to feed us, and now they don't have any earnings themselves to eat on and take care of their own families. I would call that unemployed, too, wouldn't you, Melody?
I would.
The Texas Panhandle wildfires are taking a significant toll on the nation's agriculture industry. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller told CBS on Thursday morning that preliminary numbers show that more than 7,000 head of cattle have died in the fires, that he believes the final toll could end up including thousands more. The state has yet to get all the counts of lost cattle in the fires, he said. And that the 7,000 death tolls does not include cattle that will have to be euthanized due to their injuries. More than 1 million acres of land have burned up in fires, including the Smokehouse Creek Fire, the largest wildfire in Texas history. Their hooves are burned off. Their udders are burnt beyond. They can't nurse their babies, he said. We'll actually end up having to put a lot of cattle down just because they won't be able to make it, even though they survived. There are over 11 million head of cattle across the state, Miller said. It estimates that the final loss of the cattle in the panel could reach 10,000. And those cows right now are worth $2,500, $3,000 each, and there's no insurance on those, he said. That's just a total wipeout. Miller said the cattle loss on top of this has left many financially stressed, I would say so. Cattle that have survived the blazes relatively unscathed are still suffering as their owners, as the fires took out essential resources. Of the primary five fires that have burned over the past 2 weeks, four are in Canadian River Basin. Miller said a region that the state is mostly canyons and grazing land. Roughly 120 miles of power lines have been burned down the fires, and seven grain and seed dealers were completely wiped out. Repeat that. Seven grain and seed dealers were completely wiped out. That means no electricity, no water for the livestock, he said, adding that it's an unofficial estimate of 3,000 to 4,000 miles of fencing has also been destroyed. 1 mile of fencing, he said, is about $10,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine, and all of them, but say a younger couple started out with a few head of cattle, worked their tails off for 10, 15 years to build up a herd they can make a living on. It's all gone. And if Abbott's right, if they start with lasers, which I have no doubt that they could do that, and they've done that, I'm sure, if that was on purpose to intentionally break the back of these cattle farmers, that makes it even worse. But we see the cows going, we understand the fires, but do you understand the people cost? What it means to people that had dreams they worked on for years, it's all up in smoke literally now. That's really sad. Comments, Melody?
No, it really is sad. And I mean, but we're seeing these devastations in areas all across the country. It does seem like it's more and more and more.
It does.
But it does.
Well, the last three,
it's
four
like
years,
there's look, no look. Calm. It's like there's no calm anymore.
No, there's not. There's not. There's not. There's no respite in between.
No.
I mean, look at the last three or four years, how many food factories have been destroyed. Processing plants. Chicken farms. Yeah. I have time for one more story here I think we need to cover very quickly. Okay. Cowboy gangs roam streets in Haiti. Marines sent to evacuate the embassy. We're seeing this in Haiti. We've seen other countries. Folks, I'm saying this with everything in me. This is coming to America. Prepare yourself. This is coming to America. Intentionally, they're bringing in gangs to do this. Haiti finds itself embroiled in turmoil as the notorious gang leader known as Barbecue emerges as a powerful figure in the nation, overshadowing the absence of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Recent reports reveal that the United States has taken action to secure its interest in the region by evacuating its embassy personnel from Port-au-Prince, deploying additional troops to safeguard the diplomatic compound. At the heart of the chaos is Jimmy Chezere, the leader of the infamous G9 and family gang, who has amassed a formidable force of gunmen responsible for instigating unrest in the capital. He has made bold declarations of defiance, vowing to continue his campaign until Prime Minister Henry steps down. Described as a ruthless figure, he has been linked to heinous crimes, including the tragic events in Los Salines slums, where multiple lives were lost and homes were destroyed. Despite his past, he now commands extensive control over the slums and streets of Port-au-Prince, earning him the ominous title the most influential figure in Haiti by some observers. As tensions escalate, social media has become a window into the deteriorating situation in Port-au-Prince, with videos and images capturing the chaos and violence gripping the city. Reports of civilians fleeing in terror from gunfire and military patrols roaming the streets paint a grim picture of the city at the brink of collapse. Well, we have National Guard patrolling the subway in New York, National Guard going into high schools. We have states now paying you to snitch on your neighbors. We have gangs coming across the border by the tens of thousands, including Chinese troops. But this can't happen to America. This is only in third world countries. This is the banana republics. This is not America. It can never happen here. Never, never, never. Melody, go ahead.
Nope. And there's so many of those other countries like that. And, you know, it is interesting because, you know, no one ever really, well, hey, does Bill Clinton still have his foundation for Haiti? But anyway, and again, the corruption in these nations, it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
And it's just part of the daily business anymore.
Well, again, the motto, out of order, out of chaos, order.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
We're down the last few seconds, Bill. I got some more articles, but I want time to get through them today. So all I can say is, folks, I don't want to tell you to prepare. The food that you want to buy at the store is not going to get any cheaper. It isn't. Ammo is not going to get any cheaper. Neither is gold and silver. It may fluctuate, but it's not going to get any cheaper. Get it while you can, because this will come to a head in America. That's all I can say. If you don't call Melody and at least talk to her, I guess you say the blood's on your hands, because we've done all we can do. Melody, go ahead.
1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a